Okay, call this meeting to order at 9:33. We have a quorum. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Yeah, John, stand up now. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. There's no one here for public comment, so review the agenda. Anybody have any objections to the one item on the agenda? If not, I call it approved. Acceptance of the bid on the reciting project. I had something to say before we get into that whole business. The second bid that was higher, the guy didn't even have the sense to make sure it was the right school district.
Oh, really?
All the way through his copy, it was Beaverton School District, Beaverton School District, like at least two places, and I think three. So if you can't even do that, then forget it. You know, it makes me wonder about the shoddiness of his work.
Huh. Well, they are.
Now, a guy from Hubbard.
Yeah, ATK.
If it's Hubbard.
Yeah, they're an Oregon-based company.
Yeah, and that worried me too. Just how are they going to get workers? What are they going to do with their workers? Where are they going to house them? Gig Harbor, same thing, but those guys can maybe come over with trailers or something.
A lot closer.
Yeah, they can go home on weekends.
We did on the other one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak to it. Of course, it is a lower amount by actual amount on. Yeah, it was, you know, 100,000, which we would want to go with a lower bid. We've done, you know, they didn't, what was it that they didn't send?
The affidavit of non-collusion.
Which was part of the expectations, but we did check with our attorneys and they thought that was, you know, an error of admission that is something that can be rectified. They would just send it in to us. But we had to check with the attorneys to see if they didn't do all they were supposed to do, would that keep them out of the running? We've also worked with our architect to find out if this is a responsible bidder, and she can find nothing that says they're not, and that what they do is primarily federal and state programs. And they are out of Gig Harbor. So at this point, we would think that this is a responsible bid with the one that is lower. So I guess the only real decision is your action to accept my recommendation is to accept the lower bid from American West Construction.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
American West bid said there was an addendum number one, and I didn't see that in the PDF, or I must have missed it.
It was, let's see, bid two.
I was looking for something that said addendum number one, so maybe that was it.
We sent them out to the bidders on April 23rd. There wasn't much to it. This was so.
It's from Sarah Brown.
It's from Sarah Brown, yeah.
Our architect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think there was information about like the soffits and some eaves work that we expected to have done. It wasn't on the original project.
Okay. And they signed. The action was they had to sign this and accept it.
When they submit a bid, they have to acknowledge that they've received it and that this bid is based on the addendum as
okay.
well.
Gotcha.
And they didn't acknowledge it, so that made me a little bit worried. The higher
right.
bid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
The higher bid didn't acknowledge it. The lower bid did acknowledge it.
Correct.
That's what it
right.
Do.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and these are the only two bids.
Only two bids. I was surprised by that. I thought we would get more than that.
Yeah. I was surprised that it came in for, isn't that like two-thirds of the campus that we're talking about? Or at least half the campus.
Half of what we expected.
Half, okay.
And when we go back, honestly, we were thinking what we had originally kind of had not a true cost estimator, but we had someone look at it. We thought it was going to be about a half a million for the high school. And then we thought when we tried to do the entire secondary campus, just the scale of it, we thought we could get it between 900 and a million. And of course, it came in at 1.2. That's just the cost of things going up since the estimate. So this is not too far off from what we originally thought would be just the high school cost. Because it's siding, it's complete repainting, it's trim work as well on that, it's any sheathing and stuff below that. It's, we figured it was going to be close to this. So this is pretty close to what we estimated for just the high school, which means we're going to have to go back out next year for the middle school, especially if she saw birds flying into a hole this morning.
Those suckers get everywhere.
So
what happens if they get in there and it turns out that it's a flipping disaster?
We don't have a choice. So it's probably good that we had to go back from what we, because we were ready to roll the dice and figure out how to do the 1.2 on everything, but they just weren't a responsible bid. And so we rescaled it. This is going to give us some room to do some other things. The thing that's hard, we have to tell the community too, but what's hard is we prioritize the levy because the things down at the end of the 4-year cycle get dropped off.
Yeah.
They just do because you got to take the most important ones first.
Okay. So could I have a motion to accept the lower bid from people from Gig Harbor,
American West?
I'll move. I'll wait. Okay. So any more discussion? All in favor of accepting the bid from American West?
Aye.
Yes.
Anonymous. So
unanimous.
Unanimous, not anonymous.
Good grief.
Monday morning.
It's early.
The only other thing I want to talk to you about, you don't have to take action on. You can put in your voice on this, and if you are strong on this, we can come back to a board meeting and take action. But the truth is, we've had several different people take a look at colors. They sent us about five is what they tried to give us initially, and we narrowed it down to these two, and then in order of priority, we just wanted your thoughts on it. It's not too far off from what it was, but we're tired of that yellowish color. And this one has more of a dirty white color with a darker trim. It's called an iron gray trim. Your doors will be painted iron gray too. Do you have any thoughts on those two colors?
I like number one. I prefer number one.
Me too.
Is there a price difference between two colors?
No.
The only thing I'm concerned about is as it ages, and is it going to need to be pressure washed regularly?
It should be anyway.
It wouldn't matter which color. All
right. And that's part of it. I mean, they're trying to say, which may be somewhat true. Our crew has said that every time we pressure wash, we cause more damage to the older siding. But I can remember, I've been here long enough, I know that, we painted it that color back in what? No, there was another time that we painted that around 2010 or 11. Because I know Bob Benz did it, and Rick would make them go out and pressure wash, especially before graduation. And so it should be done.
Okay.
And so the yellow looks ugly, or in this case, is it mushroom? The mushroom can look ugly too when it gets dirty.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you guys are feeling pretty good about the iron, the Arctic white, I think we're excited about doing something different.
Yeah, well, I like that.
I think it's more timeless too. It will age better just in general.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, Painter, what do you think about Arctic White?
Lighter colors are better.
Oh, what do you say? Lighter. Even though
that's great, I wouldn't go any darker.
Okay.
Well, I can send you a picture of it here in a little bit. I can just text a picture to you. But we're looking at an Arctic white, which is a kind of an off-white color, and then a dark trim. Yeah. I can show you what this is. This came from the architect, but I can show you what was sent, and then you can put in your 2 cents on it. And it won't be that far off from the middle school that having different colors for a year won't be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But okay. You got something else, John?
Bless you.
Okay. I call this meeting adjourned at 9:47. 43.
42.
42. I can't see the clock very well behind me. Plus, it's Anna.